Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, August 29th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We hope everyone had a good weekend. We're back again. Couldn't wait to be here. Now, one of our favorite reasons to do this show is that we get to interview so many brilliant people, to talk with so many brilliant people. Also, the email we receive from people, some of them get it so much.
And some of them don't.
And some of them don't, of course.
So much.
But some of the people have these amazing insights that teach us things or send us on directions that we didn't even know exist and open up our eyes to even broader horizons. And with all of this in mind, I want to ask you very directly, do you know that your country is being destroyed right before your very eyes? Do you know that? Do you know what's happening? Because it is. Everywhere I turn, everywhere I look, the news reports are everywhere. When I do the news updates for Wing TV, the amount of articles that I see and read, I'm not able to put all of them on there. Even in the mainstream media, when I read the newspaper, the signs are all there. Do you know your country is being destroyed? But for some reason, there's so many people out there that either still don't get it, mm-hmm. or they don't take it seriously. They think that it's not going to happen.
I'd like to ask you all, too, why do you watch shows like this? Do you watch them just as a replacement for mainstream television shows, or do you watch them because you give a damn and because you care? And if you do watch them for that reason, then you should ask yourself how much you care. Do you care enough to do more than just sit and listen to shows like this? Or do you care enough to get out there and make a difference?
Yeah. Because once our country's gone, I'm going to clue you in on something. We're not going to get it back. Once the New World Order finally trounces it into the ground, we're not going to have it back. The way of life that we've become accustomed to, the rights that we seem entitled to have, are going to be gone. And every day that passes, it becomes clearer and clearer what's happening. The articles are there. You heard other radio talk show hosts, other people saying the same things. Yet, where is our outrage? And that's the big thing. Where is the outrage for what's taking place in front of us?
We're also hearing from other radio talk show hosts who are expressing the same frustrations we are, that their audiences don't seem to be getting it to the point where they want to stand up and speak out and get off their butts and do something. And it's very frustrating to people like us because we're not out here doing this just because we feel like it or because we have nothing better to do.
Right. We don't make our living off of Wing TV. We do this because we want to, because we want to tell the truth. And what Lisa said is very poignant, and it's true, because we aren't doing enough to finally get it. I don't understand why not.
You know, the whole point of people doing shows like this, and I believe that I speak for a lot of radio talk show hosts when I say this, is to try to get some change going, to make things better, to get people motivated so that we all start heading in the right direction together and work together to make this world a better place.
Right. Now, before we continue this vein, a couple quick announcements. Our show, our TV show with Hesham Talawi, which we recorded last Thursday, is now online. Go to the Wing TV homepage, scroll to the bottom of the center column, right at the very bottom. You'll see that. Click on that link. Also, I updated all the archives for the last couple weeks. Click on the archive button if you missed any shows. Also, we received this book from Angus MacLeod, and it's called Opening the Gates to Armageddon. It's a novel about 9/11. As we say, anybody that wants to send us books, videos, so forth, magazines, we'll give them a plug on this show. Now, last week I was talking to Frank Whalen. He does a radio show called Frankly Speaking on RBN and other AM stations. And he gave us a call, and we were starting to talk about all the sensationalism that's been out lately and the various people in the alternative media that aren't raising the bar, aren't raising the standards. And he said something that really made me think. He says if he was running the New World Order, he'd be doing things exactly the way they are. In other words, he said that he would hire some people to put all of these outlandish stories on the internet. Stories that have maybe a little grain of truth, But when you really look into them, they're preposterous.
You know, and the whole point is you want more than a kernel of truth.
Yeah.
Some of you email us and say, well, some of the truth is coming out on these shows,
yeah,
and that's good enough for me because it opened my eyes. So big deal. You're walking around with your eyes open. That's all you're doing.
Yeah. And if you ever look at the picture of the fool on the tarot cards, and I'm not much for tarot cards at all, but the fool has his eyes wide open as he's walking over the cliff.
I mean,
so even
the whole point of this is to have more than a kernel of truth, to have the whole truth.
Yeah.
That's what's important. You can't just settle for a grain of truth.
Yeah. A half lie is still a lie. So Wayland was right when he was saying, and you know, a good example would be that Chicago subway shooting. And this was put out by Cloak and Dagger and Skolnick and Tom Flacco and all these sensationalists.
And all the cyber sheep that forwarded it along.
And none of it was verified. When they were questioned about this stuff, they didn't come forward with their sources, with any kind of data. They just put it out there. People read it. They hit send, and that's the end of it.
And it doesn't
and it's
look
not
like,
good enough.
It doesn't look like President Bush is too worried with those so-called indictments looming over his head.
Yeah, that's a big thing now. A couple weeks ago, Bush Cheney indicted. It was everywhere on the Internet. I don't see any indictment. I don't see George Bush coming out like Richard Nixon did or like Bill Clinton did. He seems to be, we saw him on TV yesterday for a couple minutes. He looks tanned. He looks pretty carefree.
Relaxed, Why don't you email Flacco and Skolnick and all these people who are putting out this stuff, Hennigan and Stu Webb, and hold their feet to the fire and demand to know what the follow-up is to this.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll craft another work of fiction for you.
Yeah. So Frank Whelan was right, and I started thinking more about this, and I was like, well, if I was running the New World Order, I agree. I would do things the way they're doing it now, too. They've designed this alternative news network to best suit them, because what it's becoming is a containment media. We've said that many times before. And if you go to the Wing TV homepage, read the article, Anatomy of a Betrayal, you have it all right there. The New World Order doesn't need any kind of a better structure in place to keep the truth from coming out. You have your left gatekeepers. You have your right gatekeepers.
And you have your point men, like on shows like Coast to Coast.
Right. Yeah, you have, you know, they can call on Richard C. Hoaxland to come on there. You also have your 9/11 gatekeepers.
Right.
Then you have your sensationalists. You have your peak oil crowd for the environmentalists.
For every conspiracy that garners a lot of public attention, there are its point men.
Mm-hmm.
For every conspiracy that you can think of, they have their own point men.
Right. You also have the paranoids. They can tune into Alex Jones' show to hear this paranoid ranting and raving. You have the crackpots out there that say that planes didn't even hit the World Trade Center towers. There are nothing but phantom planes or holograms. And the whole network is set up. What more does a New World Order need to prevent the truth from getting to you? Or, even more importantly, to make people become active to do something. None of these people on this Anatomy of a Betrayal are trying to help you become active. They don't want anything to do with that.
Right,
they want to keep you behind your monitor silent.
The government doesn't have to institute any extreme measures like troops in the streets because the people do a pretty damn good job of silencing themselves.
Yeah. I mean, like, I understand that you've been betrayed all your life. You've been betrayed by your government. You've been betrayed by the media, the churches, the schools. And you're so sick and tired of it, you've been betrayed by your TV more than anything.
Yeah.
So you come to the alternative media, and you say, this is it, finally. This is where the truth is. And we can't reach the mainstream media. It's virtually impossible for them, especially the New York Times or Newsweek or the Washington Post, LA Times. It's virtually impossible for us to have any impact on them, to make them do something. But we can have an impact on the alternative media.
Right, but when you come to watch these shows or to listen to these shows, you have to ask yourself why you're doing so. Are you doing this just so that you can say you're not watching the mainstream television shows anymore? Because that's not why we want you to tune into our show.
Yeah, it has to be more than that.
Yeah, you have to have some purpose for doing this. There's got to be something inside of you, and maybe there is something that you hear on these shows that resonates within you, and we certainly hope so. But it's got to be more than just a replacement entertainment time for you to sit and listen to these shows.
Right. We make very high demands and requirements of ourselves, and we expect that from others. We want to set the bar higher. We want more because if we don't do that...
It seems like a lot of people are resistant to setting the bar higher, even out in the public.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.
Because that takes some effort. It takes a little hard work and some consistency, doesn't it?
Yeah.
To set the bar higher.
Now, in the beginning of the show, I asked, where is the outrage? A perfect example is, yet again, these new articles and updates about Alex Jones. Now, Thomas Holbrook contacted the Gray family, this patriot Christian mm-hmm. family. They wrote and confirmed everything that has been written by James Lloyd. Alex Jones went in there and betrayed this family to ABC News 2020. He betrayed them outwardly. He lied about it. He's made no apology about it. He's endangered their lives. He's done everything humanly possible to betray this family. And where's the outrage in the alternative media? Where's the outrage from anyone? We should be taking this guy out and hanging him from the nearest telephone pole because... What he's doing is the epitome of what we're against.
Yeah. How can anybody out there trust a damn thing this man says?
Yeah.
Anymore?
Or his actions. It's so egregious what he's done, and we sit there and allow him to do it. Now, we were talking yesterday. We get so many emails here. Mm-hmm. And there was one, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it, but it's indicative of quite a few that we get that say, okay, well, we realize now that Alex Jones is a tool of the New World Order. We know that he's become part of the New World Order. But he still puts out some good information, so why don't we just let him alone and quit picking on him? Now, think about that for a second. The person admits that they know Alex Jones is part of the New World Order. He's standing against our progress. But they say, well, he still puts out some good information. Is that all that we strive for? Is that all that we want? I mean, like, that we're going to accept someone now that's betraying the patriot movement? And just, oh, well, he's putting out some good information once in a while. It's mind-boggling.
We have to take responsibility, each one of us. And that requires actually putting forth some effort. And some of these people seem a little bit too lazy to even do that much.
Yeah. I mean, we see people sitting on the fence. We're going to talk about this tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So we see people sitting on the fence. We see then the Sandal and Patchouli crowd. Mm-hmm. They think that if we just go around peace and love, everybody just get along with everybody, then we'll somehow make a difference and defeat the New World Order. Well, guess what? The New World Order consists of bloodthirsty, psychopathic murderers and killers.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think sitting around saying, well, let's just all get along, peace and love, do you think that's going to do it? Hell no, it's not going to do it.
If it was going to do it, it would have made the world a much better place by now already.
Yeah, and hey, peace and love is fine. That's what Jesus preached. But right now, guess what? We're in a war, and we have to ask you, is this battle worth fighting for? Is your life worth fighting for?
And, you know, we don't have any respect for lukewarm responses and ambiguity when it comes to principle. You know, there's no middle area there. And if you're going to, like, sit in the middle and just putz around and not choose one way or the other, then we don't need you either.
Right. Do you want truth or do you want deception? And you know the old saying about sitting in the middle of the road? What happens to you? You end up getting run over and splattered. The people that sit in the middle, they say, well, you know what? I can still respect 911truth.org. How can you respect someone that's standing in the way and covering up for a criminal act?
These people are involved in perpetuating a criminal cover-up of mass murder.
Yeah, and we're not talking about something mamby-pamby like someone stealing a candy bar from the local convenience store. We're talking about the greatest terrorist attack ever against this country, 9/11. 911truth.org and the rest of the 9/11 mafia, these war criminals, aren't someone to respect or side with. How can we say it more strongly than that?
And if you do, then you're just as criminal as they are.
Right, you've become part of the criminal conspiracy. Now, before we move on, let's talk a little bit about what's going on down there in New Orleans. Katrina's rolling through. What do you know about it?
Katrina's been battering Louisiana. I guess now it's been downgraded to Category 3 with sustained winds of 125 miles an hour. But it was a 5, I believe, when it hit.
Yeah.
And 9,000 people at the Superdome seeking shelter there. And I guess a couple of parts of the Superdome roof have been blown off. So people are actually seeing the sky. And they lost power between 5 and 6 a.m. this morning. I think it was closer to 5 a.m. And a lot of debris, a lot of damage. Luckily, it's downgraded, so it's not the worst-case scenario,
right,
we're being told, as what they were predicting. But it's still pretty bad. And all the way to the Florida-Alabama border, right, is hurricane watches and tropical storm warnings. So
the
Mississippi's
price,
next,
yeah,
I guess.
The price of oil jumped over $70
yeah.
a barrel today. As I said earlier, our country is crumbling around us. There's an article on the Wing TV homepage called $10 a barrel. In January of 2000, that's 5.5 years ago, oil was $10 a barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $70 a barrel.
Right.
Look at the price of homes 5 or 6 years ago and look at them now. If you live in Los Angeles or San Francisco, you can't buy a home now for less than $1 million. Do you know what that's called? That's called rampant inflation. Rampant inflation. And the government isn't coming out and admitting this. People say, well, maybe it's better now to rent than to buy a home. Rents are skyrocketing. And what matters? Does any of this stuff matter? We know that your family matters and your home matters and your job matters. But does anything matter beyond that? Is our country worth saving? Is it worth saving?
And ask yourself, what is your purpose in this life? Is it just to go to work and drink a six-pack of beer and watch TV on a Friday night or go to a bar?
Or to send articles around and think that you've done your duty. Look at us. Do you know how much heat we take on a daily basis for the things we say?
And do you have any idea how time-consuming doing
yeah.
a show 5 days a week is?
Yeah. And I mean, and Lisa said yesterday when we were out taking a walk, she says, this criticism on us for trying to expose the evildoers, not only in the government and the mainstream media, but also in the alternative media, it takes a toll. Because we're telling you there's people out there that have been designed and set up right from the very beginning to prevent the truth getting to you or preventing you from doing something to make your world better. Natural gas is going to go up 18% in one day because of this storm. 18%. I can remember never in the history of the world, or at least the last 100 years, have gas prices or oil prices been dependent on rainstorms. Now, of course, Katrina's more than that. But if you listen to the news the last couple weeks, well, there's a storm in Florida. Gas will go up $2 a barrel. It's absurd what's going on.
I feel very strongly for the people in Louisiana. They are suffering significant structural damage in New Orleans, and 60 to 80% of the homes there are expected to be severely damaged from this. They're also looking at some other stuff going on. Let me see here. Oh, yeah. Another area of interest is a low-pressure system that just came off the African coast. This system has the potential to develop into a tropical depression over the next couple of days, so they all may get hit again. And in the northwest Pacific, Talim has turned into a 140-mile-per-hour typhoon before moving across Taiwan, and it's expected to go into mainland China over the next 2 to 3 days. So we've still got some heavy dose of weather
in
all parts of the world.
Being that we reside here near Penn State University, I get to talk to people every day. The students just came back. They're going to start their fall semester tomorrow. So I talk to the students, and you know what I'm discovering? That the vast majority of them still don't know the truth about 9/11.
No.
They still don't know anything about the machinations of the New World Order, because I ask them, I say, I hope you know what really happened on 9/11. I explain it to them, and they're like, no, it didn't. It absolutely did not happen that way.
You know,
they
this,
tell me that with no research
us,
whatsoever.
This tells us that not enough effort is being made out on the street in your communities. Your efforts, a lot of your efforts seem to be focused on the Internet itself.
Yeah. Now, I was talking to someone from France yesterday. I was asking him, I said, why don't you get rid of this EU puppet, this Jacques Chirac, and get a strong candidate over there? I says, every country in Europe and America should have a strong candidate. And he says, well, that's simple. He says, the people, the powers that be, don't like strong candidates. They like weak candidates. That way, they're easier to control and are easier to compromise. Well, doesn't the same apply to the alternative media? The people in the alternative media that we point out in this anatomy of a betrayal, guess what? They don't like us. And you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're strong hosts And they know that we can't be compromised and we can't be controlled. So you know what they do?
I think they don't like us because we tell the truth.
Yeah.
And you know what? I don't like them because they don't tell the truth.
Yeah. And just in the last few days, there's good examples of the way the New World Order controls the alternative media. We'll touch upon this very briefly. First was Eric Hufschmidt's appearance with George Norrie. Well, they brought on Richard C. Hoagland, and guess what they did to him? They completely discredited him by patronizing him, by having this condescending attitude. We're going to play...
By diverting off the subject.
We're going to play a montage put together by Michael Langston of this George Norrie show with Eric Hufschmidt on. Also now, there's this article about Alex Jones. We have the 10 questions today to him about how he betrayed the John Gray family, this Patriot family. And what boils down to is how can anyone trust Jones? Just like Lisa said, how can anybody trust a word Alex Jones says anymore? So what he's
same
done...
as the president.
Yeah.
I mean, there were no weapons of mass destruction. How much does it take before they finally lose credibility in your eyes? What's it going to take?
Yeah, so now Jones has discredited the movement because of his deception, his betrayal, his censorship, on and on. And also, we're going to cover something tomorrow about how an individual and an organization...
Yeah, that we trusted.
That we trusted has now been co-opted and has been bought off by the 9/11 truth mafia. We're going to get into that tomorrow. But these are three examples of the way they operate. We see it. And you know what we're trying to do? We're trying to pass it along to you.
Right.
So one last time, I'm going to ask you, do you care enough about this country to save it? Is your life worth fighting for?
And how much do you really believe in these causes that you say you do?
Yeah.
Because if you do, then you have to take a stronger position. You have to speak out. You have to stand for something.
Yeah.
You can't be lukewarm and ambiguous when it comes to principle.
We stand up here, and you know what? We take the heat for it, but we don't care. We're not out here because this is a popularity contest. It'd be real easy for us to say all the right things.
Right.
And have everybody say, Victor and Lisa, they're so great. Well, just patronizing you or giving you these nice mamby-pamby little sentiments isn't good enough. We want no more illusion. None whatsoever.
And you know something? We don't ask anything of you that we don't demand of ourselves first and foremost.
Yes. If you would see how hard we are on ourselves, believe it, we're easy on everybody else. Well, folks, tune in tomorrow for this show. It's going to be very, very interesting because we're going to show once again the way the New World Order has infiltrated the alternative media. Until then, we hope the best for everybody down there in New Orleans.
Yes.
We hope they're safe. And just keep your eyes open, folks, because there's a lot going on.
Yeah.
None of these people see stars. If every single one, when they get back, they might talk to you on the phone. Where are the rest of us? What is with these people?
Eric, you've got some good theories, but you got to calm down because I mean you're ranting and raving all over the place here.
Before anyone says I'm wrong, you've got to look at what I'm saying.
That's
you've
why
got
I asked
to look
the question
at these photos.
About the seismograms.
Look
Eric,
at these
Eric,
photos.
Eric, you got to stop yelling, first of all.
Oh, sorry. Am I too loud?
Yeah, well, if nobody can hear you if you're yelling. Let's talk about each case individually for a moment. The Twin Towers, Building 7. We'll talk about the Pentagon. We'll talk about the plane that crashed in Pennsylvania. You've got a tie-in with JFK. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the moon landing, but I didn't want to dilute this 9/11 because this is such a major story. We're not going to have time.
Sure. Well, I'm not talking about looking at both a bright and the bright surface and the stars at the same time. When they're looking up in the air, they're not looking at the surface. How is the surface light getting into their eyes?
Okay,
because on the
Earth, if we're going to have this conversation, I want you to take a very deep breath and calm down. You have some very good ideas, but as an objective listener, I would tend to reject or listen less carefully. Because you're so impassioned. And I've been there. I know what you feel like. So just calm down. Let's have a really cool conversation on some very important points. Eric, you need to be a little more systematic if you're going to build
That's right. And I could say the same about you and your moon theory. We could all do this. I could say this about – this is a generic argument you're using with me. I could say this about everybody.
I'm trying to elicit
Eric, he's trying to help you.
I could say the same about what I'm doing, though. I'm trying to help you understand that you're wrong, that these towers were blown up with explosives. That's
okay, no, that's interesting evidence. See, Eric, my point with you is that you're taking a scattergun technique approach when you need, you know, a 30-30 or a laser. You need to be very focused because most people are predisposed not to want to believe in the C word. And to document that we are prey to conspiracies to keep the truth on many events from us, you must document, 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 document.
Well, I've got it. That's what the book and the video for and my website.